a reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good deeds, kind acts, gentle touches, a special look of love, a prayer, a note or letter out of the blue, eye contact with a stranger, an envelope in the collection basket, withholding a critical thought, allowing a difficult person to be in your space, sharing peace in church, picking up litter in the park, watching the program you really don't care for if it is another's favorite. What is Jesus saying? I guess some people are more comfortable with attention than others. Then there are some who will naturally do something quietly and behind the scenes and not think about it, except the mental fun thinking about the joy the recipient will feel. Where are you in all this? Where am I? Some years ago, there was a movie called Pay It Forward. The theme of that film is similar to this gospel. The bottom line is the same. Do something nice for someone, period. Don't count the cost, but enjoy the result, even if you never see the result. Then, in the days before almost everyone was using iPass transponders for the toll booth, every once in a while you would hear of someone paying two tolls, one for himself and another for the car behind him. Maybe you have had an experience like that somewhere, and it is a happy memory. We probably could come up with lots of stories. But whatever we remember or have done recently, the special attitude we need to bear, according to Jesus, is do it quietly and know that there may never be recognition or acknowledgement or a sticker or a gold star, but there will be a reward in heaven. Even then, you have to wait for it, yes? So all in all, we are being called to be grown up about it, like a mom who gets up with a sick child in the middle of the night out of deep love for her little one. The reward there is helping the child feel better. But I'll bet God is keeping track, too, of those precious moments of love and of giving. All day, opportunities present themselves, and all day we can respond. We can accept the fact that Jesus is the one watching, that the treasure house in heaven with our name on it could in fact really be filled to overflowing if somehow we go on about our daily activities with that attitude of generosity, for it is indeed true. Your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you.